Charles Lafitte was a mighty buccaneer. He was brave as he could be, but he never went to sea. Charles Lafitte stood awaiting on the pier while his pirate ships would roam and roam and with treasure all come home. Charles Lafitte was a pirate leader who led his men in war, but he didn't like the ocean, so he spent his time on shore, Charles Lafitte. Give his name a mighty cheer. Yeah! He was the bravest of them all when he heard his country call. They beat the English army. They licked the English fleet. Helped by the pirate hero, Jean Lafitte.
Jean Lafitte. Was a mighty buccaneer. He was brave as he could be, but he never went to sea. Jean Lafitte stood awaiting on the pier while his pirate ships would roam and with treasure all come home.
Charles Lafitte was a pirate leader who led his men in war, but he didn't like the ocean, so he spent his time on shore, Charles Lafitte. Give his name a mighty cheer. Yeah! He was the bravest of them all when he heard his country call. They beat the English army. They licked the English fleet, helped by the pirate hero, Jean Lafitte.
Jean Lafitte was a pirate who was only at sea once in his whole life, when he sailed from his birthplace in France to America, where he became, of all things, a blacksmith. But he wasn't a blacksmith for long. Lafitte wanted money. Money. And he knew how to get it. On the Gulf of Mexico, the harbor of Barataria, where all the pirate ships dropped anchor after their voyages. There a pirate colony grew up, and a wild place it was. It was to Barataria that the pirates brought their stolen booty. And it was to Barataria that Jean Lafitte went to buy it and smuggle the goods into New Orleans, where he sold them and grew rich. That's how Lafitte got to be known as a pirate himself, though he had no taste for the sea. Before long, this businessman pirate was the ruler of the entire buccaneer colony. Then in 1812, war broke out between the United States and England. But the war had no effect on the pirate town. While the English and American ships and armies fought great battles, it was as carefree and wild as ever. Until one day, Lafitte's lieutenant burst into his house with bad news. The Americans under Colonel Patterson were marching through the swamps toward Barataria to wipe out the pirate den. Just then, Lafitte heard gunfire from the harbor. He looked out. Saw the English man-of-war, Sophia. The town was being attacked by everyone. What was he to do? But the English ship raised a signal flag. They weren't there to fight. They wanted to talk to Jean Lafitte. He jumped into a small boat and rowed out to the Sophia. And went aboard. The English captain, Lockyer, told Lafitte what he wanted. The English fleet was going to attack New Orleans. If the pirates would help them, he had orders to make Lafitte a commodore and all the pirates officers in the Royal Navy. Lafitte said he'd give the captain his answer the next day. He returned to the shore with his news and walked into the Skull and Crossbones Tavern, where most of the pirates could usually be found.
Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Cried the fair young maiden.
It's only me from across the sea, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor. Me, myself, and nobody else, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor. Only me from across the sea, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor. Me, myself, and nobody else, said Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
I'll come down and let you in. I'll come down and let you in.
Busting the doors at Barnacle Bill the Sailor. It's me, myself, and nobody else at Barnacle Bill the Sailor. Hurry down or I'll bust in the doors at Barnacle Bill the Sailor. It's me, myself, and nobody else at Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
Well, shiver my timbers.
Jean Lafitte got up on a big barrel and told the pirates what the captain had said. They cheered loudly and banged their mugs on the tables. Then someone called out, "Hey, Jean Lafitte, all the ladies will love you in your commodore's uniform." But Lafitte shook his head. "You do what you please," he said. "But if the time has come to fight, Lafitte fights only for America, the country where I live." With that, he left the Skull and Crossbones Tavern and headed toward the swamp. There was silence. And then one man said, "Lads, I go with Lafitte," and ran after him. Another man followed. Then another. And another. Soon every pirate in Barataria was marching with Jean Lafitte toward the American army. Lafitte walked forward, holding a white flag. Colonel Patterson came out to meet him. Lafitte told the colonel the English were going to attack New Orleans. The pirates wanted to help. Colonel Patterson knew he would need every man he could get. "Your offer is accepted," he said, and shook hands with Jean Lafitte. Several days later, the Battle of New Orleans took place. The Americans fought bravely, and bravest of all were the pirates. Finally, the British were beaten. The War of 1812 was over. President Madison granted full pardon to the pirates, and they all became honest sailors, all but Jean Lafitte, the pirate who had only been to sea once in his life and had no desire ever to go again.
Jean Lafitte, Jean Lafitte, Jean Lafitte was a mighty buccaneer. He was brave as he could be, but he never went to sea. Jean Lafitte, Jean Lafitte, Jean Lafitte.